Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. That's James 1:27. Pure and simple, we are to care for orphans and widows. I'm Sandra Flack, Executive Director of Justice for Orphans Ministry. Welcome to Orphans No More. Our guest today joining us from the very warm Arizona climate is Darlene Carpenter, founder and president of Dresses for Orphans. The mission of Dresses for Orphans is to help orphans feel special, loved, and cared for by providing them with new, specially made dresses and shirts. So welcome to the show, Darlene.
Thank you.
So let's start at the beginning, really the beginning of your ministry. What led you to first begin to make Dresses for Orphans?
Well, I had been working full-time and was going to be cutting my hours to part-time, and I wanted to volunteer someplace, but nothing was hitting my hot button. It was about that time that I heard a woman speak. She has a ministry called Room for Joy, and she goes in and transforms the room of a chronically ill child, and in the process, she many times is able to introduce the family to Jesus. She was working at Home Depot at the time as an interior designer, and as I heard her speak, I thought, she is definitely using her talents and her training in a way to make a difference and a spiritual impact for kids. And so I thought, well, what could I do? And I thought, well, I can sew, and I enjoy doing things for kids. So, you know, there were a lot of little steps along the way, but you know, it got to the point where I made my first dress. We make our dresses out of two T-shirts, and the dresses all have hearts appliqued on them, and they are put together with a heart stitch. So about the time I had my first outfit finished, we got a magazine from Taylor University, where my husband went to college, and they were profiling a ministry called the Boaz Project that works with orphanages in two or three different countries. So I sent a sample of the dress to them, and I said, is this something that you might be able to use in your orphanages to give to the girls? Well, right away they said, absolutely, they would love to. I had also been thinking about doing something for boys, but it just hadn't gelled in my mind. But when April said, yes, they would like the dresses, she said, could you do something for the boys, too, maybe with stars on them? And so that was the beginning of the boys, the design for the boys' shirt. And so, you know, that's kind of where it started. I sent them, I think, about 60 outfits, and that was the very beginning. That was 8 years ago.
Wow. And then you shared your vision with a church women's group. You explained to them what you were doing, what was on your heart, and then soon you had more sewers sitting around your kitchen table. Tell us what happened there.
I had a friend who was scheduled to be in charge of this women's fellowship meeting, and so she asked if I would come and just tell my story, what I was doing, and so I did. By then, I had made maybe 200 outfits total, something like that. My sister had come from Minnesota, spent a week with me, and we had worked together to make about that many outfits. So I told my story, and I just said, if anybody is interested in joining me in it, I'd love for that to happen. And so it was about a week later that five of us sat around my kitchen table, and that was the official beginning of Dresses for Orphans, and the rest is history, as they say.
Wow. And how many volunteers do you have now? Is it still the five or six of you, or is it grown?
Oh, my, no. It has grown tremendously. I just counted my volunteer list a couple days ago, and I have 75 on my list.
Wow.
Because we live in Arizona, we have a lot of snowbirds that come here, and so A lot of them are snowbirds, but even here through the summer, we've had about 35 women every Wednesday to meet to sew.
So you meet weekly and get together and sew?
Yes. In fact, the church where I talk to the Women's Fellowship, they let us meet in their church at no expense to us. And I would say about half of my ladies are from that church, and the rest of them are from a whole variety of churches in the area. And we meet once a week, and during that time we can finish, well, obviously it depends on how many ladies we have that week, but anywhere from 100 to 160 outfits every Wednesday.
Wow. So over 100 outfits a week. You began in, was it 2009?
Yes, uh-huh.
And how many, do you have any idea how many outfits your team has made since then?
Yes, it's a little over 36,000 outfits that have gone to 43 different countries.
Wow. That is amazing. Did you ever imagine when you made that first dress and you weren't even sure where it was going to go at that point, that it would lead to, you didn't know where the dress was going to go, let alone that it would become this nonprofit organization reaching thousands of orphans around the world? Did you imagine that?
Oh, my goodness, no. I never dreamed of doing this. I never envisioned doing this. Sometimes I feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience just watching it all happen. Just yesterday, we had two new volunteers that came, and it has grown that way. We have not done any advertising. We have not tried to recruit women to come and help sew or anything like that. It's all been by word of mouth.
Wow. So, and you've got 75 that come. And clearly you're helping orphans. You're making the outfits to clothe orphans. But something unexpected has really happened as your team of women gather together every week. So tell us how this has also really become a ministry to the women.
At the beginning, I was completely focused on the kids. After all, we were sewing. It was to benefit kids that, you know, had little to nothing. And it never, ever even entered my mind that it would be anything more than that. But as these women have come, it has been much, much more. All of my ladies are, I should say 98% of them are retired women. We're older women. I would say the youngest might be 65. The oldest is just turning 92.
Wow.
And so these are women that want to obviously be doing something to help somebody else. But let's face it, we're at a stage in our lives where we can't get up on a roof and re-roof somebody's house because a tornado came through. But we can all sit and we can sew, we can cut, we can iron, we can cut out hearts, all of these things. And also many of my ladies are widows. And so it gives a real opportunity for them to get out of the house, to feel good about what they're doing, and for them to be making a contribution. I have the best volunteers in the world. Unless they have another appointment or are out of town, they are there on Wednesday morning, and with a smile on, and they have just really, really been terrific all the way through. Ironically, we had just started back in 2009 when I was diagnosed with cancer, and so not only did we continue on, but the ladies that were coming then, and obviously we were a much, much smaller group at the beginning, but just as an example of the friendship and the support that has been fostered through the women, they helped carry me through chemo and radiation and all that sort of thing. So it's turned into kind of a dual ministry to the kids and then to the women who come.
That is just incredible. I love that. You said, 98% of the ladies are retired. Many are widowed. So it's really, you know, the women are being blessed and they're getting support and they're getting encouraged themselves and they're able to do this precious, valuable thing. And it really just makes me think all the more of James 1:27, because we're all called to care for the orphan. Some people adopt, some people become foster parents, but there are so many different ways we can use our gifts and our talents to care for the orphan. It doesn't have to be through bringing them into your family. That's wonderful for the families that are able to do that. But here, you know, here you've got a group of women 65 to 92 years old, and they're meeting every week to sew dresses and shirts for orphans around the world. And that is just, it's a testimony to how the church can really make a difference and how there's something for everybody to do.
Yes, that's true. And I just did a little survey of my ladies. You notice I call them my ladies.
Yes.
I'm very possessive of them. Anyway, one of the questions I posed was, I come to sewing on Wednesday mornings because, and they were supposed to finish that. And the underlying thing for almost all of them was, first of all, they like what Dresses for Orphans stands for. They liked the fact that we're doing something for kids. And then the friendships that they have, that have been forged through our meeting together. Just yesterday, two of my ladies were shrink wrapping the outfits and packing them for shipment and so on. And they were working together and just chattering away, having a great time. And I asked them, I said, were you two friends before you started working together here? They looked at each other a little bit puzzled and they said, no, I think we were acquaintances, but that's it.
Mm.
So they had a real friendship because they worked together, you know.
Yeah, it's really a twofold ministry, because the children, the orphans, are blessed with these precious outfits, and then the precious ladies, your ladies, your girls, are really ministered to as well, and they've forged friendships, and they've been able to meet together and have that fellowship and minister to one another, and it's just a win-win ministry.
Yes, it is. Just this morning, I got two emails. At this stage in our lives, you can imagine with that many older women, there are health issues that come up.
Yeah.
And it has proven to be a real encouragement and a prayer support for women that are going through health issues. I just got two emails this morning of two of my ladies who were had surgery, and both of them are doing well, and they thanked us so much for the prayers.
Aw, I love that. I love that. Let me just remind our listeners, this is Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about adoption, foster care, and orphan care, visit our website, justicefororphansny.org. It's under construction. You can still go on there, but we are actually in the process of creating a whole new updated website, but you can still contact us through the website. Joining us today is Darlene Carpenter, founder and president of the nonprofit Dresses for Orphans, a group of volunteers, 75 volunteers meeting weekly to sew outfits for orphans. And I just love this because Darlene's ladies, they range from 65 years old to 92. They meet weekly and they cut and they sew and they work together to make outfits, shirts for boys and dresses for girls that bless children in orphanages around the world. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But we were just talking about how the women who gather together, they're also getting blessed out of this because they are building friendships and a prayer network and a support group. And these are widows and retired women gathering together to really make a difference. And it just is a testimony of how we can all do something. We're all called to care for the orphan, and each one of us can bring something to the table. And in turn, we get blessed by it ourselves. So let me ask you this, Darlene. You make these outfits. You said you've made over 35,000 outfits for orphans since you began this ministry. How do you determine where the outfits go?
Well, we get our contacts, first of all, from several different places. Obviously, since we have been going this long, The word has spread a little bit, and so we do get repeat requests and so on. But basically, we get most of our requests, I should say, through our website. And then I always attend the summit of the Christian Alliance for Orphans, and we get requests from that. When we're determining if we're going to work with an orphanage, there's basically two criteria that we go by. First of all, they have to be a Christian orphanage. We do not work with state-run orphanages. The reason for that is we want our clothes to go to children that are being told about Jesus and are being nurtured in their faith and so on, because we see what we do as more than just putting a piece of clothing on their body, but as a ministry. So we want to partner with people who are in a ministry. The other thing is the orphanage or orphan ministry, even if they don't have the four walls of an orphanage, they must have a U.S. contact, because we do not do international shipping. There are several reasons for that. First of all, the cost is prohibitive because we're a very small ministry. The second is that we actually have sent outfits to 43 different countries, and there is no way for us to learn or know the customs regulations of all those countries.
Yeah.
And that is huge. And then in a lot of countries, we just don't know that it would actually get to the intended receiver. So
right.
We just work with those that have someone here in the U.S. We contact them, and then we will make the outfits, ship them to Susie that lives in Minneapolis, and she's leading a team over to Kenya or wherever it might be. And so they take it along then in their personal luggage.
Wonderful. That's a great way to do it, to assure that it gets to where it's supposed to go. And in all these years and in all these outfits, have you ever taken a trip to see the children receive the outfits?
Yes. I took a team of our ladies. Actually, one of them was 89. She had her 89th birthday on our trip.
Wow.
But we took a trip to Peru, and we went to Lima, outside of Lima, actually, to an orphanage that is run by Kids Alive. We delivered outfits to the kids, and then pretty much we just hung out with them all week and, did some fun things. We had brought some craft things to do and this kind of thing, and they actually had an old, a very old sewing machine, but it worked and everything, and so we had planned ahead, and we taught some of the older girls how to sew. So it was a really fun week.
Wow, that is wonderful. So now the outfits that you make are from T-shirts, you mentioned that, and they have a very special tag sewn on each one. Tell us about those tags and what they say.
Every outfit on the sleeve gets just a little tag, and it says Hearts and Hugs for Kids, and then it has three little red hearts, and then underneath that it says Jesus Loves Me. And that's part of what we want them to understand, I think. When they put that outfit on, we want them to know and to be reminded again and again that Jesus loves them.
Yeah. Wonderful. Now, along with the outfits that you make, you make sure that each child gets a special note. What does the note usually say?
We put together a little card. It's actually the size of a business card. And this came about because I read about someone who had gone on a mission trip, and they had talked to this little boy, and he pulled a little picture out of his pocket. And the adult said, "Oh, is that your sponsor?" And he smiled, and he said, "No, it's my friend's sponsor."
Uh-huh.
But here he was carrying around this picture because it was a connection for him, and it made him somehow feel good. And so the little card that we use has my picture on it, and the purpose is to make some kind of a connection with the child. So it says, "This gift was made especially for you because you are a very special person. I pray that you will grow to always love and serve Jesus. Love, Grandma C." And we do that because we have learned that so many of these kids Obviously, if they're orphans, they come from difficult backgrounds. And some of them, extremely difficult. They have watched their parents being killed or other terrible things that adults should not experience, much less kids. Right. And so they can carry around an awful lot of baggage and a lot of guilt. And we want them to reinforce to them that they are special. God has made them and they are special.
Oh, I love that. On your website, you have a quote by Mother Teresa, which I just love. It says, "I have come to realize more and more that the greatest disease and greatest suffering is to be unwanted, unloved, uncared for, to be shunned by everybody, to be just nobody to no one." Now, you're not just sending outfits. Darlene, you've shared that. You want to make sure these kids know that they are special. And a brand new outfit can certainly make a child feel special. Do you have a story or two you can share with us about children who've received your outfits?
Oh, yes, I could go on for a long time, but let me start with the first one. We had gotten a request from this orphanage, and the kids were all, maybe 6 or 7 and up. But they had two little guys, a brother and a sister, that were 3 and 4 years old. At the time, I had not found a place where I could buy blank T-shirts. They all had something on them, but I searched and searched until I found toddler size blank T-shirts for these two little ones. So we made their outfits just like the older kids and sent them. When the director came back, she said that this little girl, the 3-year-old, had put that dress on and had worn it 24/7 until one of the directors at the orphanage had made her take it off so they could wash it. It went right back on and stayed there for another 24/7.
Wow.
So I was so glad that I had finally found blank T-shirts in toddler sizes. Then we sent a request to Myanmar. If you're familiar with Myanmar, it's the former Burma with a new name. When the director emailed me back later, he said some of the kids couldn't sleep at night. They were so excited about getting their new outfits. And then he said, "This is the first time they've had something new."
Wow.
And do I have time for one more?
Sure.
Okay. Just last week, a woman came and talked to us. Her name is Beth. She lives right here in the Phoenix area. She has a ministry. She lives here, but she spends a great deal of time in several African countries. At the time, we sent outfits along with her. One of my volunteers had also bought a whole pack, a lot of kids' underwear, and we sent that along with Beth. She told us last week that when she got there, that the kids that they gave the outfits to had never had anything new or that they could really call their own.
Wow.
Sounded like it was what they did have to wear was kind of community property.
Yeah.
And then when she gave the underwear to the little girls, she had to teach them how to put it on. And she said they were all smiles.
I love those stories. And I'm sure you have many more that you could tell. I love what you're doing. Dresses for Orphans is a great ministry for a church to feature on Orphan Sunday or really any time of the year that you want to help children. A church or a Christian school even can get involved. It would be kids helping kids. So, Darlene, how can our listeners support your ministry? How can they get involved?
If you go to our website, dressesfororphans.org, you'll see a tab that says Love Bank. It's simply a little bank called the Love Bank. And we have a whole program where, let's say a school or a church, let's just say 100 people, for example, can all take a bank and fill it, and at the designated time, turn it back in, and the money is then sent to us. And I might add that we have basically no overhead. We meet in a church that charges us nothing. No one gets a salary. We're all volunteers, so all money that we do receive goes toward making the outfits that we send. We also, with the Love Bank, we have a whole promotional packet that guides the director or the leader, whoever it is, how they can do this. We especially target it toward kids because kids doing something for kids is important. Kids love it, and many times the kids will drag the adults along when they get excited about something. So it's called the Love Bank, and it could be done for Orphan Sunday, or it could be done any time, you know, as a Christmas project given out in November or whenever, and being a Christmas project or Easter or any time.
Thanksgiving, anytime. Yeah, that is wonderful. So, Darlene, thank you for caring for orphans through your talents, through sewing and sending love to orphans around the world. And give a special hug and thank you to your ladies because they sound incredible.
Well, thank you. I'll certainly do that.
And thank you all for listening today. And please do go to dressesfororphans.org. Learn how you can get involved. You can get some of those love banks for your church or your Christian school or your women's group and get involved and help them make more dresses for more orphans so that those kids can feel special and feel the love of Jesus. Thank you for listening today. If you enjoyed today's show, you can listen to more episodes of Orphans No More right from our website. Just click on Radio Show and then click on Orphans No More so you can see a menu of shows to choose from. It's kind of like listening to a podcast. And you can also help us continue our radio ministry by making a tax-deductible gift to Justice for Orphans. We're an all-volunteer-run nonprofit with a mission to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless. We inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ toward adoption, foster care, and orphan ministry. I'm Sandra Flack, your host, and I would love to come to your church to share about God's heart for the orphan. To learn more or to contact me, go right to our website, justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.